The municipality of Brighton is rebranding with a modern logo. Council debated two designs Monday evening as Concept 1 featured the iconic Brighton Lighthouse colored blue and white in the foreground of a red apple, signifying the annual Autumn Apple Fest. Concept 2 is of the lighthouse surrounded by colored blocks to represent local agricultural fields. Councillor Hannah McCasland favored Concept 2 as it portrayed the community better.
In my opinion, Concept number 2 is exactly that. It's got representation for everybody in the community. It does have just our lighthouse, not our apple, but we also are known for many more things than just Applefest. But again, great on both of them, but I would vote for Concept number 2.
Councillor Jeff Wheeldon said non-residents he talked to about the design stated the apple logo reminded them of the Big Apple, which is located in Colborne. Councillor Emily Raleigh explained that she liked Concept 1 as the second logo appeared to have the lighthouse off-kilter, meaning Brighton being unbalanced. Mayor Brian Ostrander too liked Concept 1 as it was a greater depiction of the people living in Brighton.
I will say that I like number 1. I like the fact that for the exact reasons that maybe you didn't like number 1, because it speaks to the people who are already here. And this is a logo, I felt, a logo for Brighton, as well as much as a logo to attract new people to Brighton. I think the apple represents the folks who are here and our roots, and the lighthouse represents the folks we want to join us eventually.
Council voted 5-1 in favor of Concept 2 as the staff report described the logo as bright, fresh, professional, and modern looking. Staff are now tasked with implementing and developing the final brand materials. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.